another level. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chris and Mike, how y'all feeling?
Bro, what Henny?
Good.
What Henny?
Welcome to another episode of Next Level Living, man. I'm excited, y'all. We just locked in. I can't say too much. Y'all know we got our conference, our Next Level Speakers Conference, which is probably one of the most holistic conferences you'll ever go to. For those of y'all that's not interested in being a professional speaker, don't get it twisted, right? You're still going to learn about marriage. You're still going to learn about money and finance and credit repair and marketing and branding to take your life, your career, your business to the next level. But we just locked in a special guest speaker. I'm not sure if I even want to make a flyer for this person. I think I want to just have this person just come out, Mike, on the stage and just take the stage and just like hit them like that.
You got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I was watching the Kanye documentary on Netflix, and Common had like this big thing that he did for Chicago. Like, he's from Chicago. It's like his gift to Chicago. He had all these people from Chicago, but he didn't tell them that he was bringing Kanye. And so they was already hype off of all the other stuff. But then when Kanye came and didn't expect it, it went crazy. So, bro, you've added so much value. We don't need to know who's coming. Let the people, let it be a gift. Let it be your personal treat to the people that that invested in themselves. Because last week we went hard on talking about who all need to show up to this conference. If they listened to the podcast last week, matter of fact, if you're listening right now and you did not listen to the podcast last week, pause this and go back to listen last week.
Oh, for real, because I don't want y'all
to miss the conference coming up. If you accidentally skip this, if you're just first time listening, thank you for being here. Go to last week and then come back.
So I'm going to talk to the squad because it might be the needle for some people to say, okay, I've got to come now, even though the lineup of speakers are already epic. I'm going to check it out and see, but I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. It's going to be great.
Jay,
so if y'all are interested, next level speakersconference.com, nextlevelspeakersconference.com. Check out the website, secure your ticket. It's going to be at the Marriott Marquis downtown Atlanta. It's going to be special. It's going to be life-changing. Like Mike said, we had a whole episode about our excitement for it last week, so we won't go into it, but just, you can't say you didn't know. Let me just say that. Chris, how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm ready. How you feeling?
Yeah, you ready to tap in?
I'm ready to tap in.
I got a topic, man, I want us to talk about today. I want to be really open with y'all. Is this a safe space? Mikey, are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I might, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not for me. I really want to be able to share, but I don't want to like mention any particular names. But I talked to somebody recently, and somebody I'm close with, and man, Mike, they came up with this whole narrative, Chris. They had made up like this whole narrative in their head. And I was like, what are you talking about? They was like, yeah, and da 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 da. And then my first thought is like, why am I even having this conversation with you? Like, at this point here, if I only want to have high level conversations, or you going something that's gonna make me laugh and bring joy. I'm like, who made that up? Who told you that? And this person created like this whole storyline that was not true. And as opposed to the person just coming and talking to me, I'd be like, yeah, no, that's not true. But the enemy got all up in their head and they created this whole narrative. And I'm like, yo, the enemy lied to you. That wasn't the case. I never said that. I never did that. Is there something that I did to make you feel that way? Well, no, just. So I want to talk to y'all today about like, whose thoughts are you thinking? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you thinking your thoughts? Are you thinking God's thoughts? Are you thinking the enemy's thoughts? I don't know. And y'all tell me what thoughts you have on that. Like, what thoughts do you even have on the topic? Yeah. If you hear that bell, that means class is in session. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Chris. Whose thoughts are you thinking? Like, what's your thoughts on that topic? Like, I was really struggling. Like, where'd you? It's like you had a whole conversation with yourself or somebody else. Like, what was that?
Well, it's very rare for humans in general to have new thoughts, like new original, thoughts. So oftentimes we pull from things that we try to make sense of. And so for this particular situation, I think we oftentimes create narratives that don't exist because we haven't had a chance to communicate with the person about what actually happened. And sometimes we shut ourselves off to having that that conversation and that communication to see, you know, what the clarity in the situation is. And we just create it ourselves and say, you know, I'm not talking to this person again, or, you know, I have my own narrative about what happened. Therefore, I don't even need to spend my time trying to figure out what the real story is. And so I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I do think it's some sort of, it's just a, something we're psychologically wired to do. It feels like a lot of times it just has to make sense somehow, some way, because otherwise we would just try to just, I don't know, we would kind of self-sabotage if we couldn't blame someone else for things that are happening in our lives. And so unhealthy.
That's so.
It's something that needs to be talked through. Yeah, it's something that needs to be talked through. And it's definitely better to communicate with that person you have an issue with than to create narratives that might not exist. Because we're doing more harm to ourselves because we're holding that pain inside of our bodies where the pain might not exist in real life.
It's like you create this whole narrative, and as opposed to you talking about it and clarifying and assuming, one of my homeboys told me the dangers of assumptions. He said, I don't assume. He said, don't assume, because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. And that's how that's how you spell the word assume. Like, so I'm learning now, like, not to make assumptions, not to assume. Mm-hmm. And like, let's deal with facts. I'm in a point in my life, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. I'm cutting off any gray area, Chris. I got so much to update you on. Only black and white with me. No more gray area. Okay. For real. You know what I'm saying? It's like I need you, I need you tapped in, locked in, and I can't have you having thoughts or I said something or you thought I did something. And I'm like, where did this come from? You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to have healthy dialogue, but I hurt for people because there are people that's like all in their heads. Like they got all these thoughts. They've got all these emotions and they're creating all these narratives. And then they hold that, and then they hold that energy. And it's just like, yo, where did that come from? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's like you actually did it. You didn't do it.
Right. It's like, I never said that. Like you told yourself I said that. You told yourself I did that. Like I never did that. I actually wasn't even in town. Like, how'd you, like, that's actually like really scary. I'm looking like, whoa.
And then it's weird because then you try to make up for what they feel and that's not healthy. It just becomes toxic when communication is lacking.
I'm like, yo, you.
And then they're telling, the second part. Yeah. And the other part of this is like the narrative is told to someone else too. Like it can be a trickle effect because then this is the narrative that they've created in their mind and they're telling it to somebody else. And it's like, no. Before you go that far down the road, before you let your mind venture that far, just stop and say, is this founded on the truth? Do I actually have the facts to say that this is the right thoughts that I'm thinking? Do I? And if not, if you're just having inherent thoughts from somebody else or a conversation you have with somebody else that created a narrative that now you're taking on as the narrative, you got to stop. You got to stop stressing your head out.
Wow. Adjust your mic there, Chris. Mike, what you thinking, man?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm really.
Have you been there? Let me ask you that. Have you been there? Have you been there? Have you been in the position where you thought or felt a way and you made assumptions? And then you looked up and realized like, oh, that wasn't even the case or that happened to you?
I just did it with Crystal. I just did it with Crystal. Like I hadn't heard from Crystal and I've been busy running around and I've been sitting there like, dang, I ain't chopped it up with Chris. I ain't talked to Chris in a second. Like, dang, where's she been? And then I'm sitting here running around. Like, shoot, normally she would have checked on me or hit me up or we would have talked on Instagram or something by now. I'm like, dang, what she got going on? And then she just told me that she just had the service for her grandmother, which is like her mother, a week ago. And I'm just like, and the first thing I asked, I was like, Chris, did you tell me that? Because I realized in that moment, I forgot. And she was just like, yeah, I told you, Mike. And instantly I felt like crap because it wasn't Crystal dodging me. It was her focused on what she had going on. And I forgot to check on her. So all of a sudden, my vision. Okay. Well, let me do my own story. Crazy. So all of a sudden, what I thought that I was wrapped in, what I was stressed out about, didn't even compare to what she was dealing with.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I saw myself, and I felt terrible. And it's crazy how a conversation can change perspective.
Right.
With the source. Let me get that straight. With the source, right? And although I wasn't mad at Crystal, I was joking, there was a real sense of, dang, I can't believe we haven't connected. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not normal for me.
But
not
it never crossed your mind, like, let me hit you?
Bro, I had a lot going on myself. So I didn't realize until things slowed down that it had been a second. And I was just like, yo, like, where's Crystal at? You know what I'm saying? Like, by the time it happened,
I ain't tapped in with Crystal in a minute. And that didn't even hit
you. So when I'm moving the way that I was moving, I hadn't tapped in with nobody because everything was going so fast. And so when I had a second, it popped up to me because she messaged me jokingly about something else. I'm like, dang, I ain't heard from what you been doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So her seeing her name prompted me like, yo, when's the last time we spoke? And normally I don't have that thought. So because of that, I was just like, yo, okay. And then it made me say the joke to her, like, yo, where you been? Forget this joke. Why ain't I heard from you? You know what I'm saying? And then when she broke it to me, I'm just like,
yeah, you feel like crap. So that is assumption. You know, that is assumption.
For sure.
And I feel like assumptions is probably part of the challenge because that is what I asked you.
Mm-hmm.
But the topic of whose thoughts are you thinking? I guess holistically, I'm looking high level. I'm looking like, you know, what about the stinking thinking? Like the way we just come up with negative thoughts. Like I be doing trainings on Sundays for our Speakers Academy, and I invite people to join, and you know, and be a part of our community, or whatever. So you got some people that's like, yo, I'm going all in, and then you got some people that will come up with every reason why not to join. Oh, what if it doesn't work out for me? It's like, yo, where'd that thought come from? Or it's like, oh, what if this doesn't happen? Or I'm not talented, or I'm not smart enough. It's like that negative talk, I guess, for me is a bigger challenge when there's so much negative talk that we might have to ourselves or people might have to themselves. It's just like, yo, we got to get past that negative talk and get to a point where we start expecting things to get better. Like for me, I'm trying to be the type of person, if someone comes my way, I'm not going to try to think of every reason why it's not going to happen or why it's not going to work out. I'm going to think about why it can happen and why it can work out for me. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes those negative thoughts can cloud our brain. All right, let me give y'all a prime example. And then I'm gonna give it back, Chris. I do a training where I tell people like, yo, in 2018 was the first time I made $25,000 speaking from one speaking engagement. And so the people in the chat like, yo, that's amazing. Praise God. And I'm like, yo, I never would have thought. It was a time I was hoping to make that in a year, but to make that in one day, it changed my life. And then I tell them about a few other people and I played a few testimonial videos of how I've helped other people make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 per gig speaking. So I asked the people, there's like 200 people on this training and I'm giving them game, right? So I asked the people, I said, y'all be honest with me. I said, be vulnerable for a minute. How many of you all, when I showed y'all that big check, when I showed y'all the other people testifying how they made $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 from speaking, from one speaking engagement, how many of y'all heard a low voice in the back of your head say, I'll never make that type of money? Y'all, I looked down at the chat and I saw me. That's me. That's me. OMG. I can't believe I thought that. Me. I'm thinking like, yo, out of 200 people, easily 170 that thought. And then people was trying to put descriptions. I mean, I didn't believe it, but I did think it. And I'm like, that's cool. Thank you for being honest. But where did those thoughts come from? Like, what's wrong with us as humans where we say, oh, that'll never happen to me? It's like, whoa, where did, like, literally, where did that, I literally had people on training saying, yo, bro, I'm actually super confident. But you're right. Yeah. My first thought was that would never happen for me. And they were even thinking like, yo, where'd that come from?
Let me tell you, Jay, I have to respond to that because I'm one of those people. When I first started seeing how it was moving for you, and you told me, like, Mike, you need to be doing this. And I'm just like, yeah, I know. My heart is right. Yes, like, this is what I've always wanted. But then when I saw how you was producing, I was just like, okay, if I can just do a percentage of that, that'll be really good. Like, I never, and instantly, like, I never told myself that I could do that. But the reason why this hits me now is because the way that you just said, why is that? I can tell you clearly why. The reason why, Jay, is because I've been myself. I've been somebody who settled on my potential for much longer in my life than I've actually leveled up to it. And so what you're doing is you're offering an extension, an invitation to people to level up to where your understanding and where your experiences have taken you, but it's our first time being opened up to this. And so when we see what you've done, this is like, man, that's amazing for him. But he doesn't know that internally, I've always discounted myself beyond my value. What he doesn't know is that I've looked at myself and my potential, and I've done things for free because other people that I cared about said they couldn't afford me. I wanted to look out for them more than I wanted to look out for myself. What Jay doesn't understand is that I know that he has all the tools to make this money, but for me, with my community and my environment where I come from, nobody around me that I've ever experienced in my life would be willing to pay me for what you say is valuable. And so I'm wondering, how can I do what you've learned to do with my whole life of experience of settling? That's where the doubt comes from. Mm. It's not because we don't believe you, Jay. We don't believe our own history of where life has taken us to that point.
Okay. So the word doesn't say, I can do all things through me who strengthens me. That's the problem. I can't do what I'm doing in my own ability. But we're going to tackle that in just a minute. Go ahead, Chris. I think you're about to tap in.
And I think it's a mental thing for sure, because let me just run down my story of UCLA. When I was at UCLA, or before I even got to UCLA, my counselors were like, no, you shouldn't go there. You know, it's a hard institution to get into. 3% of the people get like accepted every year. And of that, like point something are like minorities. And it was all these statistics as to why I shouldn't apply. And so then I went to UCLA and I saw these testimonials. People say, you know, I got in, I graduated with honors. It was alumni coming back, sharing their stories. And I'm just looking like, dang, like, you know, it's possible, but it seems so far away. I've never felt that before. Mentally, I can say, yes, I can do it, but I don't know what the feeling feels like of that success. I don't know how my body can tell me and comfort me in knowing like we're going down this road and we're going to be okay, because I've never felt it. And for me, I'm a feeler. And so like I did the work and it just felt like, okay, this is very hard. And sometimes you think, am I going to make it through all the hard processes, or am I going to stop somewhere in between? But then I had to just tell myself, look, one foot in front of the other, if it's meant, if it's something that I really want, I have to just keep going. I can't allow my mind and my mental to contaminate what I know is possible for me, because I've never actually attained it or felt it before. And so it's a mental shift where you got to kind of tell your mind to get out of your mind. You got to tell those thoughts that they can't conquer you, and that you are actually able to do whatever it is that you put your mind to. And I know people say it and it sounds like a cliche, but if you keep going and you try hard enough, and a lot of people haven't put in their all yet. They're just putting in a little piece of it, saying, I've been trying, but have you been fully trying with everything you have? And the answer is oftentimes no, if they haven't seen that success. They've just been dabbling, like they haven't been all in. And so I think once you stop dabbling and you go full force and you actually have structure to what you're doing, and you try to make sure like you're checking off your list and getting your things done, then you'll start seeing real results because you have something to compare it to. But before that, if you're just dabbling, you're not going to see the success, and it's always going to feel like you can't achieve it or attain it because you haven't been all in.
Real.
So I think, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that is like in alignment with like what it takes to be successful, what it takes to go to the next level, what it takes to live a life that's fruitful, like the work, the honors, the sacrifice. I guess my biggest challenge is when that, like those thoughts, like I've had times when I'm like, even with the conference, my first thought was like, you know, maybe we should just maybe only have, mm-hmm. you know, for 500. What if people don't come? And I was like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Well, why am I thinking that, right?
I talked to one of my homeboys this past weekend, Neo. He's like, yo, you got the conference. He's like, yo, that joint gonna be crazy. He's like, you know, I'm gonna be there. He's like, what, 1,000 people you expecting, right? I was convicted. I was like, yo, how come I haven't been saying 1,000 people? How come I've been saying?
They can see it in you.
And I'm, huh?
I said, they can see it in you. You yourself. Right. Like, you supposed to be your biggest supporter.
I'm hella optimistic. I'm hella positive. But it's like, where these thoughts come from? And so let me just help somebody out, right? Like you can hear these negative thoughts, but then you got to make a decision of what you're going to believe. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to make a decision. Am I going to believe these negative thoughts? Am I going to believe this negative talk? Am I going to believe these, you know what I'm saying? These self-believing doubts or fears. Like, am I going to believe that? Or am I going to believe what is possible? Am I going to believe what might not work out? Or am I going to believe what it can work out? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to look at it half full or half empty? Like, you have a choice at the end of the day. And so for me, I'm like, yo, I got to do a better job to make sure that I am able to protect my peace, but not be so concerned with managing expectations. But it's like, if something's presented to me, I have a choice now. All right, or either I choose to believe or I choose not to believe. You know what I'm saying? And so this conversation we're having, there are some people that's like, what Mike was saying, it's like, yo, you might assume some things. Or rather, how come this and you didn't consider that? That's light compared to those that's like always negative thoughts, always self-doubt, always it's never going to work out for me. It's always going to be work out for other people. Like it's levels to this. And so I just want to be the type of person now that's like, yo, if those negative thoughts do come, I collect them, I submit them to God. I'm like, yo, whatever's pure, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's lovely and kind. Like those are thoughts I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking on negative thoughts no more. I'm not thinking on depressed thoughts. I'm not operating from a spirit of fear. Can we be honest? That's half of it. Fear of failure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fear of rejection. Yeah. So we create these narratives. Oh, well, I'm not handsome enough, so I'll never get married. You fear rejection. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like there are some things that you're dealing with internally, and now that's being outwardly projected. You know what I'm saying, on you. And it's scarring you. I talked to one of my homeboys. He was like, yo, I went through, what you call that thing? Not plaque psoriasis. What's that thing where you, shingles. My man was like, bro, I had shingles. I was dealing with so much on the inside. The infection came from the inside and it showed on the outside. He's like, I had this crazy rash that went all through my shoulder. It was like, it wasn't topical. It was like on the inside and it came through the skin. And I'm like, yo, how often do we live lives where because we're hurting on the inside, it now shows on the outside. Now we start speaking that death into reality. Yeah. Now we start speaking that negative thoughts. You know, now we start speaking those negative, you know what I'm saying, thoughts and talks into the world. And that wasn't even the case. Now we done created a whole world. We done created a whole universe. And we done self-sabotage ourselves because how we feel on the inside. So I imagine some of that might even come from, you know, maybe some insecurities or some self-believing doubts we might have internally. Does that make a sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Insecurities, for sure. Lack of knowledge on how to get things done, for sure. And self-doubt. Because if you've never seen it before, if you've never achieved it before, you kind of have that doubt that it's possible.
Also, Chris, I think that it's a big element of unwillingness to trust the process. When I realize in my life that I'm not in control, I'm either overwhelmed or I'm at complete peace. And it's two opposite reactions to me not being in control. Me not being in control is one consistent factor, but I have two different reactions to it. Why is that? When I get overwhelmed, it's because I'm trying to figure out how I can gain control in a situation where it's uncontrollable. Number two, I have complete peace and everything is well with my soul because I realized the person who has control I'm connected to. When we realize that the person who is investing in us, number one, let's go. When we realize we're attached to God and that he has our life, our steps ordered, you can be at peace with what you don't know because he has all the answers and he's already had your life mapped out. All we got to do is trust him. If we want to go on a smaller frame, when we go into a setting where we want to be our best selves, our best speakers, and we jump into this academy with Jay, when we have these individuals coming in here to speak and they don't have the history of that and they seeing this amazing goal or this amazing amount of money that you've been able to accomplish, and you tell them that it's possible, I can have complete peace because now I'm connected to the source of what it is that has attained that. So it's like, you know what? I don't know nothing on how to do it, but I know if I stay close to you, you're going to give me the tools. I know that now that I've invested into my relationship with you, you're going to help me do exactly or even better than what you've been able to do. That to me is amazing in as far as clarity, because the situation never changed. We never had control. But do you choose to be overwhelmed at the fact that you are trying to control the uncontrollable, or are you at complete peace because now you accept that you don't have control, but now I'm connected to the one who does, and it's still going to work out for me?
And I think that's probably the biggest challenge that a lot of people have, honestly, is, and I know Crystal does it. I would imagine, Mike, you do it. I do it. When a problem comes, just raise your hand if this is true for you. When the problem comes, the first thing we do is trying to figure out how can we solve it. I know that's what I'm on. You feel me? And I guess because as humans, we tend, even people of faith, you know, we tend to operate in our strength so much that when something arises, I'm like, all right, how can I solve it? As opposed to saying, all right, God, give me the wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Because I kind of feel like, yo, I ain't got a good guy for everything. Like, there's some things I can figure out, and I get that, but I'm just learning, like, yo, you've made a pattern to not even consider. It's not even a thought. It's not even like, I'm like, you're still praying? No, I got this. I'm instantly going right, like, I've been my savior. And so I feel like for some people, that's probably one of the things. So when somebody says, hey, you can make $30,000 a gig, you can make $10,000 in one day, you can make $20,000 in a month, people's like, how? That ain't possible. I'll never make that type of money. And they're not even thinking about the God that I serve or the God that someone else serves or what God could possibly do through them. They're instantly focusing on their own strength. They're focusing on their own insecurities. They're focused on their own deficiencies. They're focused on, you know what I'm saying, the things that they might not have in place. They're looking at all the things that could go wrong as opposed to all the things that could go right. And to wrap this up, I don't want to be that person, right? Yeah. I don't want to be the person that looks at everybody else's situations and sees what works for them, but then question if it's possible. I don't want to live that life. Like, I don't want to be the type of person, and I'm typically wired, Chris. You know, I'm wired to be optimistic. I want to be the type of person now, when I have a thought, if it's negative, I'm like, whoa. It happens often. I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? I'm like, whoa, that ain't from God. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying the next level for y'all. All right, let me be clear. Praise God. I'm not saying your next level is to get to a point where it's like, don't never have negative thoughts. That's not possible. We're human. We're going to have negative thoughts because we see negative things all the time. We feel negative ways. We don't always be happy and optimistic and bubbly, right? We're human. So we have emotions. We get disappointed. We get discouraged. We can be in dysfunctional, messed up situations. Like, we can go through depression. Like, we're human. So the goal is never to get to a point where it's like, I don't never have a negative thought. The goal is when that thought comes to you, something don't sit right with your soul. And you realize, like, whoa, that's not cool. Why would I think that about myself? Why would I say that about myself?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I think this is possible for me? Like, I think our goal should be, let's really get to the root of the situation. Let's really get to the root of the challenge. Let's really get to the root and then ask ourselves, okay, is this the voice of the Lord or is this the voice of the enemy? right? Is this my future self talking to me saying, Jeremy, you got this, bro. You can do this. Or is this the 2016 version of Jeremy that was scared? You know what I'm saying? Am I hearing from the voice of faith or am I hearing from the voice of fear? And so as humans, we're going to hear different voices. The question now, when you're hearing these different voices, when you're hearing these different thoughts, what are we going to do with those negative voices? You know what I'm saying? I want to challenge you all listening and watching us right now that we're going to, and we make this commitment with you, right? We're going to be the type of human that when those negative thoughts come, we're like, whoa, what is that? All right, that's not what God thinks about me. So that's not what I think about myself. Yeah. And some of y'all might need to have a renewed view and renewed outlook on God, because you might feel like, yo, God, this is big authoritative figure that's mean and mash, and he's going to destroy the world, and he just hates sin. Nah, he's God of love. That's why he woke your butt up today. Even though it's nothing we can do to justify us, to qualify us for the love that he has for us, he still woke you up because he loves you. He is a God of love. He can't even help it, right? But when we get to the next level in life, it's when we view ourselves the way God views us. When we have a healthy perspective of ourselves, and when that negative thought comes that says, Mike, you're not good enough. When that thought comes to Chris that says, you'll never be able to open up your own firm. When that thought comes to me that says, you'll never be able to accomplish this. We can say, whoa, what was that? That's a lie.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why can't I have it? Why can't I accomplish it? Why can't I achieve it? Mm-hmm. Why can't I attain it? Why can't I reach this goal? Yeah. Like, how come? Have other people done it? Am I the first person in the planet of the world to ever do this? No, it's somebody else has done it. You know what? They human just like me. Now, what Crystal said is, are we willing to put the work in? Are we willing to make the sacrifices? Are we willing to put that grind in? Right? But if you pair that with the discipline of your mind to say, these are not thoughts from God. These are thoughts from the enemy. And I'm not going to submit to that. What I will submit and what I will surrender to is the plans that God has for me and the goals that I want to accomplish in my life. Y'all follow me there? I and I feel like when we had that mindset, that's what's going to take us to a whole other level.
Yeah.
And we're going to experience that next level. Y'all better stop with that stinking thinking, man. You what know what I'm saying? What did he say?
I didn't hear it. Q, what was that?
Maybe we just heard some thoughts again. All right, so here go my closing thoughts to wrap this up. At the end of the day, we all gonna hear different thoughts. Our responsibility now is to say, yep, this is not of God. Our responsibility is to say, all right, that's not cool. Our responsibility is to say, okay, that was negative, and that's not what I'm projecting for my life. That's not the energy I'm looking for. That's not what I think about me. I am going to think whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is kind, whatever is lovely. Like, that's the energy that we're going to take with us throughout the rest of this year and really throughout the rest of our lives. And now we have to just say, I know it's possible because someone else has done it. And if he can do it for them, then it could be done for me. And then we put that work in and we make those sacrifices. But I commit today to say, I am no longer going to fall victim to any negative thoughts. I am no longer going to be thinking any crazy negative thoughts. I'm going to now be positive. I'm going to be optimistic. And I'm going to go out here and get every single thing that I'm supposed to get. Put your hand up, Mike. Come on. Lift up your hands, oh, ye gates. I'm about to get everything I'm supposed to get out of my life, man. That's it for this episode, man. Yeah. I love y'all. Let's start with them negative thoughts, man, y'all. Let's get it.